Madam Chairperson, distinguished excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, greetings to you all. We would like to express our appreciation for the relentless efforts carried out by the UNHCR. We commend Mr. Grandi's leadership in coordinating international action to protect refugees and preserve their rights and wish him success. Madam Chairperson, the international community is concerned in view of the increase in the phenomenon of displacement. The countries of the world have adopted Resolution 71-1, which adopted the New York Declaration. In spite of the progress achieved in protecting and preserving refugees and migrants, the situation is still dire, and this calls for equal burden sharing. We must address the root causes of this displacement, especially that causes of displacement are usually man-made problems. We must emphasize the peaceful settlement of problems as well as the rule of law. Qatar has always promoted partnership and cooperation with UNHCR. Our contributions to the UNHCR in the past 10 years were beyond $97 million, and our development and relief funding was provided to more than 100 countries, benefiting 10 million children and 1.2 million Arab young men and women. In the last 5 years, our assistance has increased threefold and reached 13 billion riyals. On the bilateral and multilateral levels. Also, many non-governmental organizations are working on providing job opportunities to migrants and displaced, and to provide support and education to children in conflict areas, including refugees, in order to provide education opportunities and improve livelihoods. Qatar has also, in partnership with the UNHCR and humanitarian organizations, has declared in 2015 the setting up of vocational training for the refugees and displaced persons in the Middle East. We would like to refer here to the strategic cooperation agreement, which was signed yesterday between the Qatar Charity Organization and the UNHCR regarding partnership and cooperation between the two sides in order to draw up relief projects for refugees and displaced people all over the world with a funding of $3 million yearly. The agreement is the first of its kind in the region and also includes humanitarian projects in accordance with international standards. Madam Chairperson, the donations provided by Qatar in 2017 as well as voluntary contributions have reached $26.7 million American dollars. 90.7% of support in 2017 were for three countries, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. As to the Qatar governmental and non-governmental funding, ever since the beginning of the Syrian crisis, since 2011, has reached $1.6 million. Qatar has provided also funding for Palestinian cause in the amount of $1.3 billion. Governmental and non-governmental funding to Yemen has exceeded $400 million. Also, Qatar is also supporting the project for the Rohingya people in cooperation with the Qatari Red Crescent. Also, Qatar has hosted a number of meetings and conferences regarding refugees and displaced people, especially the 17th Doha Forum in May of 2017, entitled Security and Stability for Refugees. There were many decision makers and intellectuals who took part in this conference. Madam Chairperson, the role of Qatar was not confined to humanitarian and relief assistance as well as development assistance. It also provided good offices and mediation for a peaceful settlement of crisis in order to promote stability in the region, in order to avoid displacement and refuge. Also, Qatari assistance is based on our humanitarian and feelings and our compassion and the principle of non-discrimination. In conclusion, we would like to emphasize that Qatar will continue to provide support to all the projects of the UNHCR and will also continue cooperating and partnerships with all international organizations and states. Thank you, sir.